Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science that affects your life. Science that changes the way you view this great world of ours. And today, we're going to open the lines because this hour is your hour. That's right, this is a time when you can be part of Science Fantastic. Now, of course, I get a lot of emails, so what I'm going to do in the first hour is summarize some of the questions that I get in broad categories so that your questions will be heard on air. So once again, in this hour, I'm going to answer some of the questions that I get. Questions that are quite probing, like going back to the moon with the Artemis rocket. And what about sending messages in outer space, advertising our location and existence? What about immortality? Is it possible that one day science will allow us to become like gods and live forever? So what about the science of immortality? And, of course, what's on everyone's lips is what's happening in the Ukraine? So we're going to say a few things about science, the science of warfare. You know, during the height of the Vietnam War, I was in the United States infantry for 2 years. I did basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia. And in Fort Lewis, Washington, I handled machine guns, anti-tank weapons, mortar fire, all the basic arsenal of the United States Army I had a chance to fire while stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. And I took courses in science, military science. How is it that the military instructs its young recruits, future officers, to become leaders on the battlefield, not the laboratory, but on the battlefield? And looking at what happened in the Ukraine, people are shocked to find that the Russian military simply did not do what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to be a cakewalk. The Russians were supposed to walk right into the Ukraine, take over within a matter of 2 days, lay siege to the capital, and be welcomed by throngs of people throwing flowers at the Russian troops. Well, that didn't happen. Instead of throwing flowers, the Ukrainian people threw hand grenades, anti-tank missiles at the invaders. They were protecting their own homeland. And so the first rule of warfare that I learned when I was in the infantry is, know your enemy. That's right. That's the first rule of warfare. Know your enemy. And the Russians really got the enemy incorrect. They thought they would be welcomed as liberators. Nope. Wrong answer. And that created overconfidence on the part of the Russian military. You know, the Russians, they had the troops. They outnumbered the Ukrainians by manyfold. The Russians had high-speed aircraft that could drop bombs from the sky. They had long-range artillery shells by which you could flatten entire cities. They had tanks, overwhelming superiority in tanks. They had everything going for them, but what happened? Well, let's break it down. The science of warfare. First of all, when I was in the Army, the first thing they taught you is that the backbone of your effort is the chain of command. That's right. It all starts with the chain of command from the generals down to the officers and second lieutenants, down to the sergeants, and then down to the grunts. And, yes, the chain of command is the backbone of your military effort. But what happened to the chain of command of the Russians? Well, part of it got blown away. First of all, seven generals, count them, seven Russian generals were killed on the battlefield. That is an incredible number, basically decapitating the chain of command. And the backbone, this is drilled into you, the backbone of any military are the NCOs, the non-commissioned officers, the sergeants. In other words, it's the generals and the officers that get to strategize about the deployment of troops and stuff like that. They're the ones that get all the glory. But who does the grunt work? Who does the real backbone work? Who takes the shots? Who's right there on the front of the battlefield? Who are battle-seasoned veterans? The sergeants. Well, it turns out the Russian military had no sergeants. I was flabbergasted when I read that. I said to myself, what? No sergeants? What holds the troops together? And the enlisted men, how much training do they get? 1 year. 1 year. Think about that. You get trained for 2 months and then you're on the battlefield. Totally green. Well, that's the first thing that's drilled into you. The chain of command. And the chain of command had huge holes in it. The second thing they teach you when you learn military science is logistics. Know the weather. Know the terrain. Know how food supplies are distributed. Know where the ammunition comes from. All the stuff that's not glorious but helps to win the war. Logistics. Well, what happened here? The weather was not in the favor of the Russian invaders. The tanks that should have given them a pushover war, the tanks got mired down in the mud. As a consequence, they were sitting ducks to anti-tank weapons. Now, I had a chance to fire anti-tank weapons when I was in the United States Army. And you think that a tank is invulnerable. It's huge, the firepower. Think about that. But nope. When I held an anti-tank weapon on my shoulder, they taught me aim for the treads. The treads is the weak spot. And after that, aim for below the turret. In other words, if you knock out the treads of a tank, the tank just becomes a bunch of useless machinery. And if you knock off the turret by hitting the neck of the tank just below the turret, you blow the turret right off and decapitate the tank. And sure enough, when you see pictures of the caravan of Russian tanks, you see them picked off either by drones or by guerrillas or by soldiers willing to go up close and dirty with a Russian tank and blow the treads right off. And so the logistics were definitely not in the favor of the Russian invaders. And then what else we learned when I was in the military is morale. The morale of your troops. That's why we need officers and grunts and sergeants to give pep talks and rev up the military. However, we were shocked to find when you read the news reports that a lot of the military didn't even know they were going into a war. They thought it was going to be a military exercise. No one's going to shoot at them because it's play bullets. It's a military exercise. Nope. A lot of the green troops were then shocked to find that the Ukrainians were fighting for their life. They were fighting for their land. And they were willing to shoot Russian troops who wanted to take away their land, take away their birthright. And so the morale of the Russian military began to sink as they realized that this was no cakewalk. This was no simple walk in, take charge, and have flowers thrown at you. Nope. This was warfare. Really warfare. And the casualty rate is huge. Perhaps 15,000 or so Russian troops killed. We don't know the exact numbers, of course. But we're beginning to realize that, boy, the Russian military did not understand the science of warfare. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135. Call that number, and maybe you can get on national radio and Science Fantastic.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, if you want to share your thoughts about science and this great world of ours, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, all you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask away. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask a scientist about this great universe of ours. Well, let's get back to answering a lot of the emails that I get. One consistent set of emails is, what's happening in the Ukraine? And what happened to the famous Russian military? Now, the Russian military, of course, is famous for beating off the Nazis during World War II. But you see, the Russians back then had high morale. High morale because they were fighting for their fatherland. The Nazis, well, we know what happened to the Nazi Eighth Army. They froze to death trying to reach Moscow. Captain Winter, that's right, Captain Winter demolished the Nazi troops, and then the Russians could come down on skis to pick off the Nazi troops one by one. Well, that's some of the heroism of the Russian army during World War II. But what happened here in the Ukraine shows all the mistakes of overconfidence. You know, the Russian military, believe it or not, flattened parts of Syria, flattened parts of Chechnya. They had victory after victory, victory in Georgia, and they got overconfident. They had the firepower to knock out the anti-Syrian troops. They had the helicopter gunships that could flatten Chechnya. Victory after victory after victory. And so they thought they were invulnerable, that nothing could stand in the way of the Russian army. Well, one thing that did stand in the way was, as I mentioned, a faulty chain of command, logistics with huge holes in it, and lack of morale and lack of pep talks to get the troops ready to fight for their life in a war. You know, when I was in the United States military, I realized that the Vietnamese people had no helicopters. They had no helicopter gunships. They had no jet fighters. They had no napalm. They had no advanced military equipment. They had no tanks. And yet, they were winning. Here I was, being trained to go to Vietnam, up against an enemy, the Vietnamese people, that had no helicopter gunships, no jet fighter planes, no napalm, no white phosphorus, no tear gas, and yet, with all the advantages that the United States military had, we were losing. Think about that. Well, that must be the thinking now in the minds of the Russian generals. They had the helicopters. They had the jet fighter pilots. They had overwhelming superiority in tanks and in manpower. But what happened? Well, of course, things change hour by hour. We're going to have to wait and see how the final act in this very sad tragedy plays out. But looking at the sheer numbers, we can see that the Russian army forgot all the lessons of warfare, the science of warfare. They pretty much flushed down the toilet because of their overconfidence. Okay, well, let's move on now and talk about other emails that I get. One email that I get concerns immortality. Is it possible to reverse the clock? Is it possible to live forever? What does science say about that? Well, science says that there's something called the second law of thermodynamics, which says that everything eventually runs down, rusts, falls apart, oxidizes, and crumbles and disintegrates. That's the law of physics. The law says that for any closed system, entropy, that is, disorder and chaos, increases. Well, that seems to be a death warrant for everybody, but there's a loophole. Notice that I said, in a closed system. In a closed system, everything rusts, falls apart, disintegrates, ages, yes. But you see, our world is not a closed system. We have the sun. The sun gives us energy from the outside, which then gives us photosynthesis, which makes possible plants, which makes possible food, dot, dot, dot. And you begin to realize that energy from the outside can reverse the second law of thermodynamics. And this means, well, in the short term, better diet, more exercise, doing all the things that your mother and your doctor tells you to do. But is it also possible to use things like gene therapy to live forever? You know, some animals apparently live almost forever. The Greenland shark, for example, has been known to live between 400 to 500 years. Think about that. The Greenland shark living between 400 and 500 years of age. Well, forget all the fads. Forget all the hype. Forget all the nonsense you hear on television about live forever, reverse aging. Most of that is fake. However, there's one and only one known method to actually extend the lifespan of an organism. Just one. It's been tested repeatedly. It's been tested on spiders, insects, mice, rats, rabbits, and even primates now. Even monkeys have had their lifespan extended because of this method. And it's for free. What is it? Caloric restriction. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Think about that for a moment. if you basically starve to death animals, they ride out the period of famine and they live longer. Now, why is that? Well, we don't know, but one theory is that it depends on oxidation. Let me explain. In a car, where does aging take place in a car? Well, that's obvious. The engine. That's where you have wear and tear, moving parts. That's where you have buildup of carbon deposits. That's where you have aging taking place in the engine. When the engine goes in a car, you throw away the car. It's a useless piece of junk. Well, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria. That's where oxidation takes place. That's where burning of fuel takes place. That's where airs build up. And you see, what is aging anyway? Aging is the buildup of errors, mistakes, mistakes in our DNA, mistakes in our cellular structure. That's why we get old. That's why we have wrinkles, because our skin does not respond well to outside stimuli because of the buildup of mistakes in the cellular structure of our skin. That's why we get old. And then the question is it possible to reverse that damage? Well, in some limited sense, yes. First of all, there's something called telomeres. Telomeres are at the end of the chromosome, and after every reproduction, the telomeres get shorter and shorter and shorter. In fact, after 60 reproductions, the chromosomes get so short that they disintegrate, the cell goes into senescence, and eventually dies after 60 reproductions. In fact, that's one reason why we die. There's a clock, a biological clock ticking away. Now, is it possible to stop the clock? Well, yes. The Nobel Prize was recently given to the scientists who were able to discover an enzyme that stops the clock. The enzyme is telomerase added to the cell. The cell just keeps on dividing, not 60 times. In fact, in a test tube, you can actually have cells divide hundreds of times, way beyond the age limit for a skin cell. And there it is in the laboratory. So, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? Or else we'd be millionaires selling this stuff. The catch is cancer. You see, why is it that cancer cells kill you? Cancer kills you because cancer cells are immortal. Immortal. That means they just keep on growing until they form tumors. And tumors in turn cause organ failure. And when organs begin to fail, well, sorry about that, that's when you die. So then the question is it possible to extend the lifespan without cancers? We'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to in the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can share your thoughts on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are down sharply as mortgage rates surge. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 10% in September, which is more than double from what analysts had expected. The group's chief economist noted the impact of inflation on the housing market as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Pending home sales fell across all regions of the country, with the Northeast experiencing the biggest monthly drop. More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Defense Department announces it's providing another $275 million in security aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country enters its ninth month. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States isn't the only country providing assistance to Ukrainians. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're answering your emails that I get. There's no way that I can answer each one of them. So in this hour, I'm going to answer bunches of your emails. And again, one series of emails I get is the question of immortality. Can you live forever? What does science say about that? Well, there's a Greek myth, thousands of years old, about the goddess of the dawn. The Greek goddess was called Aurora. She was the goddess of the dawn. And one day she fell in love with a mortal, Tithonus. Well, mortals, as you know, are mortal. That is, they die. And so Aurora, being an immortal, pleaded with Zeus to grant the wish of immortality to her lover. So Zeus took pity on Aurora and so gave the gift of immortality to Tithonus. However, Aurora made a mistake, a big mistake. She forgot to ask for eternal youth as well as immortality. So every year, the human Tithonus got older and older and older, more decrepit, more feeble, but could never die. So in other words, when you wish for immortality, be sure that you also wish for eternal youth as well. Now, what do scientists say about this? Well, most scientists now realize that something called biogerontology is a real science, the science of aging. You know, there's been so many charlatans, so many fakes concerning longevity and living forever, that scientists were quite gun-shy working on it. But now scientists realize, looking at cells, we can actually see the genes that are involved with the oxidation process, and genes involved with DNA repair. You see, if aging is air buildup, buildup of air in our cells, our DNA, we can get air correcting mechanisms to correct the mistakes as they happen. And some people think that's the way, the scientific way, to perhaps live forever. Gene therapy. Well, unfortunately, gene therapy is still in its infancy. We can, in fact, change genes. The gene for sickle cell anemia, for example, is being looked at right now. You realize that many African Americans have a lineage that goes back to sub-Saharan Africa where malaria is rampant, and the human body has a mutation to protect itself against malaria. But if you have two of these genes, that is too much of a good thing, and you come down with sickle cell anemia, which is a horrible disease, very, very painful, causing early death. But gene therapy may one day allow us to fix those genes. And so some people think that that's going to be ultimately the cure for the aging process, to locate the genes that give us a better immune system, that allow us to repair the damage of oxidation, that's the way to go. Because we know where aging is concentrated. It's concentrated mainly in the mitochondria, in areas which have the most wear and tear and the most oxidation process. So stay tuned. We don't have a cure yet. In fact, many of the interventions that we have developed have a side effect, and that is cancer. And so even though there are ways to reverse the aging process in cells, the byproduct of this is oftentimes cancer. So then the next question is, can we cure cancer? Well, let's take another short commercial break, and afterwards I'll say a few things about what does modern science say about one day finding a cure for cancer. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what all the excitement is about.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, I'm answering your questions that I get by email. One persistent set of questions concerns cancer. Can we cure it? Well, first of all, cancer is not just one disease. Back in the 1970s, President Richard Nixon declared war on cancer. Some people think that, well, the war on cancer backfired. Cancer won. Cancer rates are still quite high, the second leading cause of death in the United States. Because cancer is not just one disease. It's many diseases that are caused by the fact that cells have forgotten how to die. Cells die and commit suicide in order to give rise to the next generation of cells. But sometimes cells forget to die. They just proliferate out of control and eventually it kills you. But there's two new areas of hope. One is liquid biopsy. Wouldn't it be great to get a simple blood test to find out whether or not you have cancer? No biopsies, no x-rays, no tedious visits to the hospital. No, a simple blood test that you get anyway. And the answer is yes. Liquid biopsies are going to change the whole landscape because a simple blood test will allow scientists to be able to look for cancer cells. We couldn't do that before. Now we can do that with a simple blood test. 50 cancers, I repeat, 50 different types of cancers can now be spotted using liquid biopsies, and they're now legal. The FDA has approved it. And so ask your doctor whether or not you should get a simple blood test analyze for cancer cells to see whether or not you have one of 50 different types of cancers. Now, what happens if you already get cancer and it's too late? Then what do you do? Then we have a new trick in the bag, and that is immunotherapy. Immunotherapy is strengthening your own immune system artificially. It means extracting blood from your body, extracting out the white blood cells in your blood, and then strengthening it using genetic information to strengthen the immune cells, and then injecting it back into the human body. So we're taking the body's own natural immune system, strengthening it, and then putting cells back into the body. Now, my personal point of view is that immunotherapy and liquid biopsies will eventually be so successful that the word tumor disappears from the English language. Not totally, but think about it. We don't talk about bloodletting anymore. We don't talk about leeches anymore. And in the future, cancer will be like the flu. It'll be there. Some people will die of it, but for the most part, it'll be harmless. I think that's the future of cancer. We'll always have some forms of cancer because every cell has a different type of cancer, because cancer is a genetic disease. As a consequence, we'll probably already have cancer, but we'll treat cancer like the common cold. You know, we could also cure the common cold, but there are over 300 different varieties of the rhinovirus. Too tedious, too impractical to create a way of attacking the common cold with a vaccine. Same thing for cancer. I think one day cancer will be viewed like we view the common cold. But it also means that we're going to have to be on the lookout because it'll never totally go away. It'll just be there in the background. So that's something that we have to worry about, that one day we may not have a total cure for cancer, but it's not going to be the killer that people fear today. It's not going to be the number one killer in the United States because of the fact that we'll have immunotherapy, we'll catch it in the bud with blood tests, and so cancer, just like bloodletting and leeches, will be something from the past. Well, we'll have to wait and see about that, but I think there's a lot of promise that one day we'll be able to use genetic engineering. This is called CRISPR. It's a word that should be on everybody's lips. It's a very new technology. It won the Nobel Prize for two women scientists who perfected it. CRISPR technology, the technology to fix broken genes. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with answering your questions that I get on email. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what the excitement is all about.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And also, I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible that one day we can complete Einstein's dream of an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God? This is the quest that has galvanized the world of science. Find out what the excitement is all about by getting a copy of my book, The God Equation. Well, I get a lot of questions now about Artemis, that is, the moon rocket. Yes, we're going back to the moon and eventually Mars with humans on board. Artemis 1 is being test-fired to make sure the booster rockets and everything works as planned. The goal of Artemis is to have a package of containing astronauts in a capsule called the Orion being lofted into outer space and then shot to the direction of the moon. In 3 days' time, our astronauts will then execute a figure eight and go around the moon. It's back to the moon. And this time, of course, rockets are cheaper. The technology is more advanced. I mean, back in the 60s and 70s, computers were basically toys back then for people. But now, of course, computers are everywhere. And that makes it safer to send astronauts into outer space. So watch for the Artemis. The Artemis is a space rocket that will first make an unmanned trip around the moon and then send astronauts to the moon, including a woman and a person of color, to then go to the moon. First, they'll orbit around the moon, and eventually perhaps they'll land on the moon itself. And what happens after that? After that is on to Mars. The projected time frame is that sometime in the 2030s, we'll go back into outer space, but the goal this time is going to be the planet Mars. There are several ways to do it. The way that NASA prefers is to create orbiters around the moon. These orbiters have astronauts, which will then assemble a rocket in outer space. That's a cheap way of doing it because, of course, weightlessness, you don't have to worry about heavy rockets. But they will build the rocket as they orbit the moon. And then they'll shoot this engine with an ion engine to Mars. Now, let's face it. This is not an easy task. To go to Mars takes 9 months. 9 months for a journey. And once you arrive on Mars, then you have a few months to make preparations for the return trip. And another 9 months, you have to wait for the alignment of the planets. In other words, a round-trip mission to Mars is 2 years long. This is not a cakewalk. A 2-year voyage. 9 months going to the moon, 9 months going back, and the rest for scientific investigation on the red planet. And so that's the timetable. Sometime in the 2030s, we're going to go back to outer space with manned missions and on to Mars. And then, of course, the next question is, what are we going to find? What are we going to do there? Well, if you're Elon Musk, you have big plans. You have stars in your eyes. You want to send 1 million, get this, 1 million passengers to colonize the red planet. Is that practical? Well, I don't know, but Elon Musk is one of the richest men on the planet Earth, and he certainly has the deep pockets to carry out something like a mission like this. And his rocket is called the Starship. That's right. The Starship is really not a moon rocket at all. It's much bigger than what a moon rocket should be. It's really an interplanetary rocket. I mean, Elon Musk, you can't fault him for thinking big. He thinks really big. He's not just going to the moon. He's not just going to Mars. He's building a Starship to go across the solar system. That's right. This new rocket that Elon Musk is perfecting is a planetary rocket. A rocket that will carry cargo across the solar system. So Elon Musk thinks big. And then what do you do with it? Well, one day perhaps we'll have to make the moon a habitable place, meaning terraform. To terraform Mars so that it becomes like a new Garden of Eden. How do you do that? It's not going to be easy, but satellites. Satellites with mirrors can beam down reflected energy from the sun to the polar ice caps of Mars and melt them. Of course, it'll take many decades to do this, but once you have all these solar satellites aligned correctly, zapping their solar energy to the polar ice caps, then conceivably you can melt the polar ice caps and liquid water. Liquid water will once again flow on the surface of Mars. So that's a dream, to make Mars into a new Garden of Eden. And of course, we're taking steps in that direction. Just a few months ago, NASA sent the first helicopter to go to the Red Planet. However, it's not easy to build a helicopter to go to the Red Planet because atmospheric density on Mars is only 1%. 1% the atmospheric density on the planet Earth. If you're on Mars and you take off your spacesuit, or there's a crack in your spacesuit and you lose your oxygen, what's going to happen? It's not going to be pleasant. Well, find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org. mkaku.org. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always puzzled you about this great universe of ours. So once again, mkaku.org, that's the place to go to find out more about Science Fantastic. And give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.